All right, so we've got maps.
Maps.
We have maps.
We got maps.
We got maps, maps, and maps. The story came out yesterday, or actually the court decided they haven't officially signed off yet on this on these maps for to allow us to have a primary, but that's the next step, and it's expected to happen. So we won't have a 2012 primary in 2013 like we thought we might have to have as far as doing that, but we will have one. It looks like it's probably going to be sometime in May. More than likely is the date, May 29th. That's been the date that's been circled all along. 17th district. I was looking up. I was looking up some maps there and trying to find a higher resolution image, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But 17th district pretty much intact, if you will. Looks like Brazos County. Hang on just a second. I'm trying to pull it up here, doing this on the fly. Brazos County will now will remain fully intact in the 17th district, but then also adding Burleson County, Milam County, looks like the northern portion of Lee County, and also the northern portion of Leon County, also then adding some others to the north. So not going all the way to Fort Worth like it did, kind of pushing that down a little bit and going a little more east-west, a little bit more compact and probably easier to get around in terms of the existing 17th district as it looks right now. So don't know if we're talking to Bill Flores today or not, but certainly we'll get his reaction to that if we do have a chance to speak with him.
All right.
The interesting thing of the other at a national standpoint is that Mitt Romney, of course, winning in Michigan and Arizona yesterday. This is despite all of the it's really despite all of the commentary that that Democrats were trying to do their own version of Operation Chaos. You know, Rush was all over that yesterday because, you know, he was not taking credit for it, but it was an allusion with an A, not an I, back to what he was encouraging people to do in 2008, and that was vote for Hillary Clinton to try and make Hillary Clinton the winner in the 2008 Democratic primaries to keep Obama from getting the nomination. And of course, that ultimately did not work. But one of the things that was written early this morning by a guy named Eric Erickson. If you don't know who he is, he runs a website called RedState.com.
Uh-huh.
And he has an interesting point. He says, when you have a candidate, I'm just reading here, when you have a candidate few people really like, whose support is a mile wide and an inch deep, who is fixing an economy that is fixing itself without him, and who only wins his actual factual home state by 3 percentage points against a guy no one took seriously only 2 months ago, there really is little reason for independent voters in the general election to choose him if the economy keeps improving. Continuing, he says, seriously, putting it bluntly, conservatives may not like Barack Obama, but most other people do. And when faced with a guy you like and a guy you don't like who says he can fix an economy that no longer needs fixing, you're going to go with the guy you like.
Pretty interesting.
Pretty much nails it right there. Because, you know, because you're also, I mean, once again, Romney's not doing anything to motivate conservatives. This is the guy who said he's not going to set his hair on fire to try and attract conservative voters.
Uh-huh. Are you in it to win?
You're gunning for the Republican nomination there, Mitt. Just wanted to remind you of that. So, I don't know. We'll have to see where it goes from here. And next up is Super Tuesday. And the big problem for Romney is going to be Ohio. There are questions as to whether or not he can win there. And whether or not he truly is attractive to Midwestern voters. So
Super Tuesday's next Tuesday. It's 10 states. Mm-hmm. It used to be 16 states. So it's a sort of Super Tuesday light from years past, but it'll be interesting. John King, who loves to, you know, play with maps and and project things and stuff like that on CNN, he was saying last night that the way he projects it right now, it could be that Romney could go into the convention 10 delegates shy of securing the nomination. And if he is, that probably won't be a brokered convention because he could probably deal for those other 10 delegates. Mm-hmm. But still, you know, Ohio is the big prize. It's the big swing state is for next Tuesday. And, you know, Romney and these gaffes, I don't know how significant his gaffes are. I mean, he's wealthy. He's successful. And he says he's not going to apologize for that. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with a wealthy, successful guy being president of the United States.
He certainly wouldn't be the first president that fit that bill.
No, I don't think it'd make him a bad president necessarily just because he was wealthy. But still, the media is going to harp on it every time he does it. And he's just been a gaffe machine as far as this elitist gaffe lately. I mean, you know, my wife drives two Cadillacs. I don't know any NASCAR drivers, but I'm friends of a lot of team owners. You know, just you know, just one after another, and the media is going to jump on it every time that he does one. And you know, I think he needs to cut that out of his repertoire for sure.
Well, you know, the concern for Barack Obama a year ago was the economy and the fact that he was elected on a platform of hope and change. Those were the two words that we heard over and over again.
Yeah,
and the people that helped elect him, a lot of young people that were motivated to go to the polls, the concern for Barack Obama was that they would not be motivated to vote another time for him.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting to see what is happening now. Mitt Romney, because of how he is casting himself, not only because of how he is being cast by the media, but he's not doing himself, as you pointed out, he's not doing himself any favors. And what he's going to do is he's going to demotivate Republican voters from going to the polls. They'll just walk away.
Right.
They'll just not vote. They'll say, I don't want either one of these guys. I'll take C, none of the above. And don't get me started on the two-party system again, because I think it just reflects that we're in a bad place right now. So
yeah. Well, if the economy keeps improving, then I think the big issue of the election, no matter who the Republican candidate is going to switch over to sort of a subcategory of the economy, if you will, and that's going to be health care.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what the big issue will be, and it might be anyway.
Well, and of course, then you wonder how much is going to be riding, because now the Democrats are even getting optimistic that they can take back the House.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Republicans think they can take the Senate, but the Democrats are hoping that they can take back the House. And if that happens, if you give him a House, you know, one House of Congress plus, you know, the White House for the Democrats, I mean, the game could change significantly. So, yeah, a lot at stake, but still a long way to go, and we'll see how it all pans out. 647.